JFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Coming up, Handsome Man recaps news in pleasing baritone. Stay tuned for this and more.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Habla funny? Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
We got Buzz coming up in just a second here, but Rob, before we get on with that, I did want to have a brief word from your nutritionist.
Oh, yeah, here he is.
Let's hear it from him.
And I'll do anything for food. I could eat 2 dozen eggs, 36 pork chops, 24 frankfurters.
Right.
I've eaten a dozen bagels at one time.
Sure.
With 2 packages of cream cheese. I'm never full.
Never.
I am never, ever full physically. I stopped at a Jewish deli and had 2 pastrami on clubs, 4 frankfurters, 2 knishes, and then went home and had Chinese food.
Sure.
On a sleeve of Oreos.
It was the breakfast. It was the breakfast of the Frankenberry and the Pop-Tart. Joe Ardinger had a very nice comment out in the smoker's corner.
An observation.
Joe, what was your observation about Rob's diet?
Rob, you eat like a kid who's been in the hospital. What would you like to eat, dear? I'll have a cheeseburger, a big bite, and a grape soda.
Grape soda.
That's good. And your friends will be able to sign your cast in a little while.
It's gotten me this far.
Oh, my God. Rob, we love you. You know that.
Jacks.
The Apple Jacks.
Apple Jacks don't hold a candle to Frankenberry.
All right, thank you, Joe.
I will say this. You know, I make a lot of fun of my wife.
Right.
But every Halloween when those monster cereals come out, she'll buy me 10 boxes of Frankenberries. God bless her.
You know, you are you, buddy. You are. And I love you for it. I truly do.
It's got strawberries and marshmallows. It's wonderful.
And if you're going to have your Frankenberries and milk, you do want to chase that with only 1 strawberry Pop-Tart or
that's,
2.
That's what was left.
Oh. It would have been 2 otherwise.
Well, no, if there hadn't been 1 out, I wouldn't have eaten it.
Because you've been so disciplined. After your neck surgery, you can have anything you want.
How do you feel after the 20-ounce Fanta grape sodas? How does that, does energy surge through your body?
Not really. It really doesn't affect me because it has no caffeine.
No caffeine.
You see, I've been off caffeine since caffeine's one of my triggers.
Right.
For, the bowel.
That's
very
good.
Very proud.
All right. That's good. Well, it sounds like you're on the right track.
What is that supposed to mean?
I know. You're not supposed to have caffeine.
He's on the right track,
Well, let's
Buzz.
Hurry up and do the news so Buzz can go home and measure out his chip.
Get right to it, Buzzy.
I have 14 chocolate chips. Flavonoids. They're good for you.
First, your late-breaking developments. Delta and United are reportedly talking about a merger that would create the world's biggest airline. Delta denies this. We'll see.
Boy, I thought you were going to say United was going to go on strike.
Oh, no. Not today.
All right.
Over a dozen people have been arrested in Atlantic City in connection with an illegal gambling ring operating on the poker floor at the Borgata.
Ooh.
Officials say this means they have failed at keeping out organized crime. Gamblers were bilked out of $20 million.
Now, when you say organized poker ring, you're talking about maybe guys that go in and play a cash game and kind of bilk customers?
I don't know how it works. I'm not even good at clean poker, so I certainly wouldn't know how to cheat at
it. Hey, forget about it.
Cha-ching!
My guess is it has a lot to do with, don't you have to pay a percentage to the house?
Yeah, you do. I don't play a lot of poker in casinos, and that's the reason. It scares me when you go in there. You never know who's going to be at the table with you.
Apparently, these guys got control of some of the casino employees to make this happen.
Ooh.
Yeah, not good.
More to come on that one.
No doubt. Right. More tomorrow if we can find it. Kanye West.
Robert DeMille, man.
He had nothing to do with it, Rob.
He loves to play cards.
You'd love to blame him.
Kanye West has pulled out of the upcoming Victoria's Secret show following the sudden death of his mother.
Well, he wouldn't have looked good in the lingerie anyway.
We'll know after.
I'm here all week. I'm sorry. That was so cruel. No, just having a little fun, folks.
We'll know after the end of the show this evening if O.J. Simpson will stand trial for armed robbery. The judge's decision is due at 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Hold on. Let me get out my magic 8-ball. My sources say yes.
Uh-huh.
I think he's going to get indicted.
I'm with the 8-ball on this one.
Not me.
A-Rod may be returning to the Yankees after all.
Says
he wants to and that talks are underway. He also realizes the Yankees do not want to deal with his agent.
Go ahead. I think he belongs in a Yankee uniform.
Now our
How do you feel about it really, Mike?
I think he ought to stay with the Yankees forever. That's the way. That is the way all Red Sox fans feel, Rob.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Our top story. Good work, fellow Americans. Together, we set a record last year in sexually transmitted diseases. There's the meat tray.
I would like to say I'm not taking credit for this, but we have indeed taking a lot of calls from the great Charm City today.
Yes, we have.
And I want to say hello, Baltimore, and you're doing your bit.
You've inspired a nation.
Amen.
More than a million cases of chlamydia were reported last year, the most ever reported for any STD. But gonorrhea cases are also up by 5%, including a new superbug strain that's resistant to antibiotics.
You know what makes it go away?
What's that?
All you have to do is chug a 20-ounce grape soda. Hey, it'll clear up everything.
Look at me, a picture of health.
All right.
Or apply it topically.
Yes.
Syphilis cases, although rare, are also up for the first time in 15 years. Syph is up by 14%.
I told you it was coming on strong.
Damn right.
And although this trend is true for all races, black women are getting STDs at a rate double that of Hispanics and seven times that of Caucasians.
That's all of them or just syphilis?
That's all STD.
Yeah, she's upset.
Florida.
Rightly so.
Listen to how upset this woman is.
Rightly so.
Wonder if it's chlamydia or syphilis. It'll be fine, Florida.
I wonder where she got it.
This is Robert, the angry mailman for the Don's and Mike show.
These new numbers from the Centers for Disease Control do not include figures on herpes, papilloma, or HIV.
Buenos dias.
Being careful, it's very important to me because I have genital herpes.
And I don't.
Hi, Clay.
The governor of Georgia and hundreds of other believers showed up at the state capitol building yesterday to pray for rain. Similar doings in Tennessee. A local Methodist minister says he and his congregation pray for rain every Sunday through this drought. What could it hurt? What could possibly go wrong?
I made it rain when I went to Good Guys the other night.
That's a different kind of rain.
All right.
As for this kind of rain, the kind they need so badly in the South, after all these prayers, it did not rain. It has not rained. The drought continues, and there is no rain in the forecast.
And I understand, according to Tom Kierheim, we're getting some much-needed rain here in the Washington, D.C. area. Is that right, Buzz?
Up here, but not down south where they're praying for it.
Oh, certainly that's not enough to solve what we need, but some much-needed rain.
Nice rain for everybody.
We have some tape of the governor.
Oh, the governor. Let's hear him.
Let's get our Christ on. Let's kick it Jesus style.
Right, right. Yeah, rain.
Y'all want to walk with the ultimate rebel?
Sure.
Right?
The ultimate CEO? Mm-hmm. Biggest celebrity of them all?
Right.
Who's down with G-O-D?
I am. How about you? Johnny?
I have questions. I have skepticisms. I have doubts.
Do you have a drought at your house?
I have concerns.
If you were a believer, it would rain.
It didn't work for the people in Georgia or Tennessee.
Ringo. Johnny Ringo right over here.
And Ed Buckner is the treasurer of the Atlanta Free Thought Society. Quoting him, this is a ridiculous, illogical exercise, even for people who are deeply religious.
Blasphemer!
Eddie Buck.
He goes on to ask, does the God the governor believes in have to be informed about the drought? Doesn't he know? Or have the important people not appealed to him yet?
Buzz, I happen to know where you live, and I think there's a mandatory water restriction where you live, too, right?
I believe there was, although the last rain washed some of the signs away.
Yeah, but it's still mandatory, and it's mandatory in my town, and the reason is you're not praying on it.
It didn't work for the people in Georgia or Tennessee.
You wait. You wait. There's going to be a flood there this weekend.
God hates the news department.
Look at the radar. All right. See what you think.
Why not?
Some people, though, think it was an angel or a ghost that hovered around a gas station in suburban Cleveland, Ohio, Sunday. Whatever it was gave people, including me, the chills.
Mm-hmm.
This is my story of the day. I've seen the pictures. They are astounding.
I have, too.
Whoa, whoa, hold on. I missed this.
Listen to this. Here it comes.
I was writing down menus of what people ate.
At the Marathon Station at Pleasant Valley and State Road in Parma, Ohio, Sunday evening, a dense powder blue cloud about the size of a steamer trunk appeared around the pumps.
At the Marathon Station?
Marathon Station.
What is that, where people run?
No, it's a gas station. People know what I'm talking
Brand
about.
Brand name Marathon?
Yeah, a big red M on
gotcha.
The sign.
Okay.
Pump gas for a long time.
Okay.
It stayed, this cloud, for quite a while. Security video shows the cloud flipping over and then sitting in one location. It quickly darts out of the frame for a moment and then returns to rest on a car window. The owner says he's glad the cloud is gone and hopes it doesn't come back, even if people are now flocking to his station just in case it does.
Who's the owner, Grandpa Ganja?
That's right.
I mean, are they thinking this is legit?
I've seen the video.
It is eerie. It is spooky. It's a dense powder blue cloud, like I said, about the size of a steamer trunk, that behaves as if it knows what it's doing.
If that was a purple cloud, that would be coming out of Rob after the 20-ounce grape soda.
Yeah, because I'm the only one who farts. Jesus. I come in fourth on that contest.
So you saw this and it scared you?
I've seen the video. It's pretty chilling.
We will have the link on our website if you go to the Daily Log.
All right.
After the show.
Good for you.
But I really encourage you to take a peek at it because it's freaky.
It's spooky. It's powder blue?
People who saw it, yeah, very dense.
That's a nice powder blue cloud.
Like the Chargers.
Does it have
uniform.
A face or hair or teeth?
No, no, it's just a cloud. And people who've seen it swear that it's either an angel. Some people are convinced that it's an angel. Some people are convinced that it's a ghost. Everybody who's seen it is kind of shaken by it.
How about this guy over here? You know, he gets a little shaken up by this, but he doesn't believe in the man upstairs.
Is it an angel, Buzz?
I don't think so. I'll pray on it.
Pray on it, Buzz.
Pray on it hard with Mark Brunell.
And when we come back, we'll talk about other mysterious sightings involving UFOs and monkeys.
All right. I'm going to have a quarter cup of chocolate chips during the break.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Welcome back to What's the Buzz? You may know her as Academy Award-winning actress, but today she's here to talk about a new project on the small screen. We're talking about the talented Holly Hunter in her new TV drama series called Saving Grace. Holly, thanks so much for joining us.
The Don and Mike Show.
Buzz. It's all about the buzz.
Suckle their knuckles. The Don and Mike Show.
And we're back. And Buzz, we were talking about God and the Lord and the protests and the rain dancing and
Amen.
The angel floating down from heaven. And I think it's very important that you listen to the words of this man, a man right. that we all revere on the show, before you go on with your news.
Keep an open
you
mind.
Said in your book, if a child, if a person wants to raise their child in a certain religion and they say, no, I want to be a Wiccan mom.
Right.
Do they have a right to say, I don't
no,
want to
No, you
be-
lock them in the basement right away. No Wiccans in the house if you don't want to. You can't force a child to believe anything, but you can say, family's going to church and you're coming. You can do that yeah. because you are the responsible
person. But aren't you
person.
Bullying your child into
oh,
being
Oh, no, heavens, no, don't bully your child.
Well, I mean, why would you bully somebody into going to church if they don't want to go?
Because the kid doesn't have the right to set the agenda in the house, Joy.
Why?
If we're all going to church and after breakfast, you're coming. I'm not leaving you home.
Oh, well, that's different.
Yeah.
There you go.
There, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Bill O'Reilly.
Yeah.
And right after that, Joy Behar showed him her penis.
That's true. And then you know what else came out of her pants?
What's that?
A powder blue cloud.
Yeah, and it floated down.
It did.
And then she drank a grape soda.
Buzz, who's looking out for you?
20 ounces of grape soda. I do want to mention Don will be back on the show tomorrow.
Yes.
Once again, we send our prayers out to him and his family. Very tough couple of days for him. Looking forward to having him back on the show tomorrow. Also, go to donandmikewebsite.com. That will link you to firejoegibbsnow.com.
Precisely.
Running 50-50 mm-hmm. and over 9,000 hits on that website already.
Vote now, and pretty soon we'll get a winner.
And it's Dallas Week. So all this is happening during Dallas Week.
It's a fever pitch.
I know you get excited about Dallas Week, right, Buzz?
I do.
All right, what's up in the
news? I like this Dallas Sucks t-shirt.
He loves that.
I hear the Skins are underdogs, though.
Very good.
This is what I hear.
Very clever, boys.
Wild folks are laughing at Dennis Kucinich and Shirley MacLaine for believing in UFOs. Some pilots, there they are, the people laughing at them. Some pilots and other officials are calling for a new investigation.
That was not funny. Don't you stop laughing. That ain't funny.
It was a little funny. Two dozen former pilots and government officials from around the world called on the U.S. government this week to reopen its UFO investigation of a generation ago.
Good.
Because even after the government report debunked them, people kept seeing glowing disks and other objects, sometimes flying in formation.
I'm a believer.
I've just recently seen the pictures that were taken last November at Chicago's O'Hare Airport of the disk-shaped object that appeared there.
You are just full of sightings today.
I am.
I believe in all of them.
Do you?
I do.
You believe in the powder blue cloud?
How arrogant could we be
exactly
to think that there is not something out there far beyond the stars that is smarter than we are?
No, then I'm arrogant.
Or something the government's cooked up we don't know about.
If you doubt it, I give you Joe Ardinger. Thank you.
Something smarter than Joe?
That's right.
That's right.
Okay. Ronald Reagan said he'd seen them. Jimmy Carter did, too.
When did Ronald Reagan say that?
I don't have the exact
Close
date
to the end.
In front
very,
of me.
Very important to get the timeline
no, that was
on that.
Before the trees.
Okay.
And there have also been radar reports. But the Air Force says nothing has happened since 1969 to warrant reopening the investigation into UFOs.
Reagan saw an alien every time he looked at Nancy.
Well, Nancy, look at that. Big head, small body, long fingers.
And then there are the mysterious sightings in Florida. At night, in Baker County, they hear screeching. And there have been numerous sightings. One family saw him.
There it is now. Yeah. I think I heard another one, too.
One family saw
Was it that one?
I'm not sure.
Was it this one?
No, I don't think so.
Wasn't that?
That's it.
I think that's a screech. One family saw an orange ape in a treetop The best guess is it's an orangutan, but no one in town has an orangutan license.
Now, what are you doing, Jay? You're trying to get everybody all riled up. Anybody listening to your newscast would think that they're all over the place.
Well, this is about monkeys. Everybody likes monkey stories.
All right.
Trained experts from the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission tried to trap the creature using one of the best tools known to science, a box of jelly donuts.
I thought it'd be a shotgun.
Where are these donuts?
I tried to get them to use Frankenberry, but they went with the donuts. Mm-hmm. We should worry more, though, perhaps, about the drunken elephants.
That's what they give you when you get out of the hospital. Frankenberry and a Pop-Tart.
I quote for you now an Associated Press correction that reads, "The Associated Press incorrectly reported that Paris Hilton was praised by conservationists for highlighting the problem of binge-drinking elephants in northeastern India."
Wow.
A publicist for Hilton says she never made any comments about helping drunken elephants in India, end quote.
You want to find a couple of binge-drinking elephants? Look no further than this studio.
I'm on my second beer.
Hey, stop it now.
Got two of them looking at each other all day today.
I hope that clears everything up.
Thank you.
And we know of one celebrity who's got to be relieved to hear about the new study that says pregnant women can binge drink without hurting the baby.
Oh, dear.
Oh, this is good news.
Binge drinking is defined as 5 drinks or more in one session.
Yeah, that's what it's defined as in your circles.
I define it as Tuesday.
Yes, amen.
The international study out of Oxford argues there's not enough evidence linking alcohol to fetal problems. The people who sell alcohol in this country are required by law to tell you there is a link.
You know, now for some strange reason, I wish that I could get pregnant.
Really? Never mind.
You can binge drink without that. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Oh, the new study studied thousands of other studies that linked heavy, steady drinking with birth defects and retardation. But this new study says the old studies didn't take into account the mother-to-be who just ties one on every now and then.
Do we have Tina handy? Do we have Tina?
Yeah, of course.
Just very briefly, Buzz, I want to enlighten people as to our new feature reporter.
What they still don't know is how much is safe, what could possibly go wrong.
I mean, you're talking about binge drinking while pregnant. I just want to play a little of this right now. If you didn't listen earlier in the show, this is our brand new feature reporter, Tina.
Tina.
And it's queuing.
And the show that I will be doing is called Fun After Summer.
Fun After Summer.
And the show will basically be about me.
Uh-huh. Did she drink or did her mother drink?
I'm not quite sure, Rob.
Or both.
Right. It would be about me going to school, having fun while I am going to school.
And then she yells about Britney Spears, that's neither.
What I thought of the VMAs was really disappointing.
Yes, it was.
They were disappointing.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Why?
Especially to be in Vegas.
Uh-huh.
What were they thinking?
What were they thinking?
Nobody goes in Vegas.
Right.
I mean, come on.
Come on.
Come on.
She speaks for us all.
People like to party.
She believes in UFOs.
Drink up, mothers.
It's been 16 years since the first sexy sportscaster graced the pages of Playboy magazine. That was Jane Kennedy. Wow.
Oh, she was hot.
Yeah.
She was.
Where'd she go?
It's been 7 years since Playboy magazine sponsored its last sexiest sportscaster poll. The winner was ESPN's Jill Arrington. Also wow.
Yeah, wow.
So now, Playboy's having another one. It's second sexiest sportscaster poll.
Uh-huh.
Your nominees are ESPN's Aaron Andrews and Colleen Dominguez.
George Michael.
He's not on there.
Are you kidding me?
NBC's.
It's a gif.
This is serious. I wouldn't kid you about the sexiest sportscaster.
George Michael.
NBC's Alex Flanagan and Shayna Hyatt.
Mm-hmm.
George Michael.
Right.
ESPN's Jamie Little.
Yeah.
George Michael.
Nesson's Hazel May.
Right.
George Michael.
Rachel Nichols and Lisa Salters from ESPN.
Seriously, where's Lindsay Zarniak?
Yeah.
Not listed here.
Ah, bummer.
Where's Dave Feldman?
I guess they have to be national, right?
Yes.
All right.
Fox, Lindsay Soto. Mm-hmm. ESPN's Sage Steele.
Ooh.
Jean Zelasco on Fox.
Jeannie Zelasco?
She's on there, yeah.
Oh, no way.
My God, Sage Steele doesn't sound like a porn name.
Sage Steele.
And my choice, the Speed Network's Krista Voda.
Is that the one in the orange?
I don't know what she was. No, that was a different picture.
Have you seen her?
I have.
Really?
Oh, charming.
They got pictures of all these ladies?
She couldn't be lovelier.
Oh, I'll be watching that tonight.
Speed Network, Krista Voda. Ask for her by name.
Very good.
Now, the big question is, when American TV dries up because of the writer's strike, will Americans turn to the internet for entertainment? Some say yes, some say no.
You know, the thing about this writer's strike, mm-hmm. and I was almost ready to, say, get Tom Shales on the line just to find out if anything is happening. You see pictures of the strikers. You see pictures of all this going on. You don't hear anything about, like, what's...
Because there's nothing been happening.
There's no movement at all,
right? Whatsoever. The writers are of the... Well, I'm hearing mixed reports from the writers. Some say that they believe that the pressure's on the studio and that maybe this won't last much longer. Other writers are saying this may go on for a very long time.
You know, it really does suck. I mean, you hear people that are talking about wanting to mediate this thing. And now when I go home and all I have is the Food Network to watch now, it sucks.
A couple of fun facts about the strike. Jay Leno and David Letterman, this is what the strike is costing them. Every night that their shows are not on, each of them, both Leno and Letterman, each lose $100,000 a night.
Cha-ching!
Every single night.
You know,
there goes another $100,000.
I really thought it would be more than that. I really did. I thought the commercials...
Yeah,
per night. I thought, well, with all the commercials, I figured they'd lose more money.
In a weird way, it must be...
It's not they. I'm talking about the individuals. David Letterman personally loses $100,000 a night.
You know what that is?
Jay Leno.
That's the world's smallest violin because, I mean...
God, that must be nice.
$14, $15 million a year.
He makes $31 million a
year. Wow!
Jay Leno makes $27 million a year.
Well, that makes me want to see the strike continue then.
Yeah, please.
The other fun fact has to do with, I know, a very popular show, a Family Guy on Fox. Seth MacFarlane, who created that show, has been very supportive of the writers and has done a lot of bad-mouthing of producers and the Fox Network in particular. Well, guess what? Apparently, Fox owns the rights to that show, even though it's his creation. They're going to keep making the show without its creator, Seth MacFarlane, even though he does many of the voices on the show. How they're going to do this and what they will say in the making of the show, I have no idea.
So it'll be a little cartoon riot.
But he does, like, the three main voices.
I know. So how bad is it going to be?
Yeah. Well, it sounds like they're all digging in, and this thing's going to last a lot longer. I heard 3 months, that I heard it might get settled, and now I've heard indefinitely this thing is going to go on.
I heard 100 years.
100 years!
So will we turn to the internet for fun? Robert Bianco of USA Today says Americans will more likely turn to cable, where about half of us already live anyway.
Well, let me ask a question. We have an expert on our panel right here. Can we go to the back room right now? Yeah. Mr. Ardinger, Joe. Hi, Rob. Rob was thinking about his grape soda there. Hey, Joe. Joe Ardinger.
Joe went home.
Did Joe leave again?
He's not here.
Sorry, I was late.
That is the second time that Joe has left his post.
Joe not here.
Sorry, I was late.
I'm mad. The second day in a row, I'm very angry. Joe has fun on the internet every day.
He does.
That's all I wanted to
say. You know what he said to me?
What did he say?
Internet's my TV.
And he said, you eat just like somebody that got out of the hospital.
Yeah, well,
I'm so glad that 2 days in a row, Joe can just leave his post.
Should I leave the fader open so we can hear the noise?
No, you don't. Shut it down.
New study in Europe shows people there have already turned to the internet. Nearly 6 out of 10 Western Europeans spend more of their evenings online than at the television.
The Western Europeans with their six shooters and their cowboy
hats. I'm a little obsessed right now, gentlemen. I'm just a little bit obsessed.
Well, we have to take a break.
I know, but I'm just obsessed as to where Joe is. Rob, would you open the door and just see if he's in the bathroom? You know, really, I got to keep a tight ship here.
It's not just the young people anymore. More women are online. More silver surfers, folks over the age of 55.
Not in the bathroom?
TV viewing is down. You know what you can find on the internet?
What's that?
TV shows.
Yeah, they're going to put them on the internet. Open that door out there, Rob, and just see if he's upstairs. Do one of your bellows.
No!
I just want to find out what he's
Where
doing.
Are you?
I think he's upstairs.
What's he doing? What are you doing?
He's brushing his teeth.
Well, brush your teeth on your own dime, please.
Why?
I had a very pertinent question for you.
What can I do
for It's you? Too late for that right now.
We must break.
We must break.
Yes, we must.
Thank you so much, and Joe can finish brushing his teeth.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show. Rude, thoughtless little pigs. Don and Mike.
Was that Jerry that I heard there, Rob, for a second?
Hi.
Yeah, he's a super freak.
Oh, let him finish his thought.
Hi. It's me, Super Deuce.
So much that we didn't get to on the show today. I know Holly Morris has been delivering quite nicely for us for the last couple of days.
She did a great job today at the paintball place.
Yeah.
She got shot, and she shot others.
Wonderful. Maybe we'll have a little of that tomorrow
on the show.
We welcome Donnie back tomorrow. One of us wish him the very, very best. And now it's time to wrap it up with Buzzy in the News.
I just hope Holly's okay.
I do, too. I pray for that woman.
XM satellite merger? You can't be serious. Stockholders in both satellite radio companies, Sirius and XM, gave in yesterday to the urge to merge They voted overwhelmingly to approve the merger. This $5 billion deal still, of course, has to be approved by the feds first. Neither company has ever turned a profit, so they hope to cut overhead by eliminating duplicated jobs and equipment.
My money is on terrestrial radio.
That's right.
Always.
Always.
Both companies believe they will be better at competing with all your other choices if they work together in what may be our first monopoly in space.
You know, I probably shouldn't say this, but I've got I got me the Sirius when I bought a car.
Sure.
It came with it, and then after it expired, it was just tough. I'm like a lot of people. You know, I didn't want to pony up the dough to just keep it going.
I have one of those providers.
You do?
I do.
You listen occasionally?
I enjoy the music program.
We like all of our radio brethren.
Of course.
We do indeed.
We told you earlier that Hitler's Globe had sold at auction yesterday.
Rob got it.
For $115,000.
Don't tell Carrie.
The 91-year-old seller, the soldier who originally found the Globe, will have to pay the auction house 15%, but he still walks away with far more than the original $15,000 to $20,000 estimate. There's more Hitler stuff, however, where that came from.
Oh, somebody's getting excited.
That is good news.
In Brisbane, Australia, Sunday morning, this coming weekend, an auction that includes a rare Nazi bravery award and an autographed copy of Mein Kampf.
They're very rare.
Yeah, you know all about it, don't
you?
Yeah,
of course.
The auction house says the profits go to a veterans group. A spokesman says he has never yet encountered a buyer who's either a Nazi sympathizer or a neo-Nazi.
I'm wondering if you could trade me the autographed copy of Mein Kampf for 18 boxes of Frankenberry cereal.
Line them up outside of the borders, and I will sign them all.
Finally, sex news. Move over, lead toy scandal. In China, used condoms are being reused, recycled as hair bands.
Oh.
The bad news is it threatens to spread the very diseases the condoms were originally made to prevent.
There's something about Mary.
The good news is your hair has never had so much body and hold.
Ew. Oh.
In Columbus, Ohio, a firefighter's been arrested for exposing his hose in a public park. His defense? A woman has been legally sunbathing topless there for days, and he says she invited him to show her his.
Sure.
The fireman says the cops used the topless woman as a bait for a trap.
Put out my fire, big boy.
Where's your hose?
And a chain of adult stores in Norway is in trouble for selling edible panties.
Beauty, beauty.
Without listing the ingredients.
Ew.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, the gross news. Thank you, Buzz. That's it. We got to get out of here. Don't forget to go to donandmikewebsite.com. Check out firejoegivesnow.com.
Yeah.
Over 9,000 hits. We thank you for that. That's it. Got to run. Thank you, and good day to you, sir.
Thank you, Mike.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
And, Rob, what are you going to be drinking on the way home?
Tonight I'll be having a 20-ounce grape Fanta soda, but because my teeth are important to me, I'll brush them with Ultra Bright.
Yes, thanks for leaving that in front of my desk, Joe. Have a great night, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
This is the Don and Mike Show.